Hello, my beauties. This is Tanya of the one and only The Modern Mermaid podcast. So, I just got back from a 10-day vacation in Palm Beach and Vero Beach. I just by chance happened to miss that horrible, cold, rainy, freezing rain within a couple days of 2024. So yes, it was beautiful down south in sunny Florida. I went with my parents and husband Jared. One of the first restaurants we went to for a late lunch was Ella Curry and Cocktails in Palm Beach Gardens. And it's on Instagram at Ella Curry and Cocktails. The food and ambiance was amazing. The decorations were beautiful and they had a great outdoor seating area that was really expansive. I had the lamb burger and it was to die for. It was probably the best lamb burger I've ever had. And Jared had his favorite, which is butter chicken. And we split a Go Mango Go drink while Jared had a mango lassi. We also came back to Ella the next day, but this time I also ordered the lamb burger and we got the gulab jam for dessert. And I ordered garlic naan and coconut chutney too. It was all fantastic. I will definitely go back next time we're in Palm Beach. The second day we were there, I ordered an Under the Sun Hefeweizen IPA, which was really fruity, and I also got some lemony cocktail. I definitely had a little bit of a buzz, but it was worth it because I really liked the cocktails and the food. It was all delicious. We stayed at the Home Suites Hilton for a few days and smelled amazing the moment you walked in and even in our room. Our room was great and the front desk and people who shuttled us around town were very nice. I'd come back to that hotel if I had to stay in Palm Beach again. Luckily, it was walking distance from the restaurants and cute boutiques, which isn't the case for some places in Palm Beach. I also did some shopping at Ocean's Allure, which had moved to Palm Beach in April 2023. I got the cutest sign that said Mermaids Enter Here in white letters with a blue background and a starfish hanging at the bottom. I also got a strapless sundress in blue and turquoise and a bejeweled starfish to put in my bedroom. I loved it all and they had the most beautiful jewelry that I was told was handmade by the owner of Ocean's Allure. I'll definitely be back, that's for sure. Then we went to Juneau Beach and it was so beautiful outside. And I collected seashells while it was a warm day for January in Florida. I love Juneau Beach so much and I've been coming to Palm Beach since I was in college, which was years ago. So suffice to say, I grew up in Florida for some time. Juneau Beach also has a pier where anyone can go fishing. It's a large beach, and once years ago, we even saw a rocket launch from Cape Canaveral, which you can see from Juneau Beach. The same thing happened when we went for a walk one night with my mom while our husband stayed behind. We walked around the neighborhood and watched in awe as another rocket was launching in the distance. That's the great thing about Florida, is you never know what you're going to see. We also went to Wabasha Beach and Vero Beach, and that was nice. It was a smaller shoreline, but it was still gorgeous. Then we went to more restaurants, and one of the best barbecue places we went to in Vero Beach was Sunny's. The portions were great. I had the pulled pork sandwich on garlic bread with the baked sweet potato. Jared had the ribs, pulled pork, beans, and cornbread. My dad was the only one who got a boring grilled chicken sandwich, but he was happy. There was a small wait when we first got there, but our waiter was so sweet and they had huge glasses of lemonade and iced tea. We even got complimentary drinks after we paid our bill, which I thought was nice. The following day, we went to Two J's for lunch. It was packed, and we basically waited almost 30 minutes before we finally got our orders. I love the Reuben there, but regret ordering the grilled cheese with bacon and tomato because there's hardly any cheese in the sandwich. I mean, come on. But I know now to stick with the classics like a good Reuben or Rachel sandwich. And both my parents had the matzo ball soup, which my mother raves about. Minus the wait and the bad grilled cheese, I like TJ's, but the location in Palm Beach Gardens Mall is much better. Later in the week, we went to what's known as the island, as the neighbors called it, and visited Orchid Island. It was so cute with all of the different boutiques near the beach. It was lovely. I bought a really delicate Miyuki handmade green bracelet and an I Heart Vera Beach bracelet and a Mother Pearl Alhambra necklace for my mom, which she loved. The boutique was called Jean Pierre Khalifa and had fun and bright pieces in his collection. I eyed the blazers there but didn't get it that day. But I got it the second day we went back to Orchid Island. I love blazers. There's something about a crisp jacket and my favorite skinny pants and heels while I'm organizing our boutique and spa in Northern Virginia. We spent the afternoon walking around while my dad and husband Jared hung out near the beach. I'm glad I got that blazer because I have such bright clothes and this was a fantastic powder blue blazer with gold buttons. It fit me perfectly. And I also bought myself a large pouch for my laptop and a blue, purple, and white pouch for my mother-in-law. She was really excited about that, as purple and lilac are her favorite colors. I just honestly love giving gifts. Anyways, after we did our shopping, we also went to Mulligan's, which was a fun beach grill and bar. They had fun tiki decorations outside and were known for their monster fish and chips and lobster roll. We ordered a mojito, a daiquiri, firecracker shrimp, and Jared has such a big sweet tooth and ordered a chocolate milkshake and a brownie sundae. Everything was great, but there wasn't much shrimp in the order, so I let Jared have it all. But the mojito was fantastic and had chopped up cucumbers in it too. One of the boutiques we went into on Orchid Island had a pretty pink exterior and was called Veranda. I bought a Christmas ornament from them that had a plush ornament with a palm tree and alligator on it. It was so cute, and I know I'll love it on my Christmas tree this year. Overall, the Florida vacation was great, but I wish we could have stayed longer. But the day we flew out, it was so much colder, so I think we left at a good time. I love Florida and just miss being around the tropical weather because of coming from India. I like any place warm and sunny. Northern Virginia is great and all, but it's nice to go somewhere a little bit slower and more laid back. I plan on going back to Florida in a couple months and be a snowbird again. I'm so happy I'm able to travel again post-pandemic. So, cheers to 2024 and many more traveling in the future. Watch out for my new podcast episodes for Valentine's Day and about my fashion haul and some new makeup I bought recently. This is Tanya signing out at the one and only The Modern Mermaid Podcast.